told the teacher about something that you did wrong.
A tattletale.
Tattletale. And if you got down and turned like this in the grass, what was that?
Somersaults.
Somersaults. And did you do much swimming?
Yes, we had a nice creek where did we could swim. Dogtail Creek.
That's all right. did you... what did you use for this word, for the idea of jumping in the water?
Dive.
I dived in.
And we didn't laugh when one friend came one summer and called it dove. He dove into the water.
I see.
But I have heard the term.
But your family used dive.
Dive.
And, suppose you see a young man paying quite a bit of attention to a young lady, and you say, well, he must be what?
Struck on her.
Mm-hmm. And if he takes her out, then you say, well,
they're courting.
And
but my father told me that in his day it was called sparking.
Uh-huh. I appreciate those words that you picked up from your father. She would be known then as the boy's
Sweetheart,
and he would be known as
her sweetheart.
Sweetheart. And did you have any funny words for kissing? Any special words?
No.
And if you went to a place on Saturday night with an orchestra, would that be have any special name?
No. We just went dancing.
Just to dance. Mm-hmm. And eventually, they question is popped, and if she says no, the town says, well, I hear she...
Turned him down.
But if she says yes, eventually then they get...
Married.
And do they have any joking terms for that?
Hitched.
Uh-huh. And the people who would stand up with the bride and groom, did they have any special names?
Well, Mr. Crawford was very much my father's senior, and he stood up with my grandmother and my grandfather when they married.
I see.
Instead of best man.
Uh-huh. And would he be known as, instead of best man, a waiter or a groomsman?
He waited upon him. Out of his own words, he told me he waited upon my grandfather and stood up with him when he married my grandmother, and I knew what he meant.
I see. And the bridesmaid, I wonder, would she have any earlier terms?
No, not that I know of, that I have heard.
In this area, would a newly married couple be kitted by a very noisy celebration?
No.
You wouldn't take them out
in
a cart
and
beat pans and things like that.
The soiree was not an ordinary thing, but sometimes they did.
A soiree, you call it? And what would that involve?
Well, playing music and dancing around the house and calling them.
And that's a soiree. Mm-hmm. That's, I think, the first time I've picked that up. Chivalry and drumming and all that, but as far as that sounds really quite elegant. When a girl became pregnant, what was a...
She was with child.
With child. You would not, when you were a girl, use the word pregnant, right?
No, because, you know, that was a hush-hush word.
Uh-huh.
It just wasn't ladylike.
I see. And we mentioned the midwife and the granny. If the child...